All right, so folks, I got some bad news. The bad news is that Weekend Justice as a podcast has just not been as popular as I think it should be. And so as a result, we're going to try something a little different. All of our regular selves are fired starting now, and we're bringing in different versions of ourselves to try to spice things up a bit to make it a little, you know, different, a little more popular, a little more edgy and, you know, with it for the kids. We're starting now with Ultimate Weekend Justice, and we'll do the theme music, and then we will start.
We've seen you staggering out of the mall, shielding your eyes and blinking at the day ball, wondering where the hell you parked. Well, buck up, Mr. Helper. The weekend is nearly upon you. To poke you with sticks and give your unlisted number to your ex, and we're here to help it. Prepare for a return to greatness. Prepare for all new Ultimate Weekend Justice.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Weekend Justice. It's a needcoffee.com podcast called The Weekend Justice, and that's why we're here in the Hall of Weekend Justice with the Weekend Justice League. Starting from my right to your left, we have Aaron.
Hi, love. How are you? Nice to be here.
And then carrying on, we have Lady Din Din.
Hello, everyone.
Next to Din is Tuffly.
Sup.
And then we have Ken.
Hi, everybody!
Next to Ken is Lee.
Hi.
We also have Kim on the call.
Hey.
And Roxy of Spaz House.
Good evening, everybody! I hope everyone's doing great today.
No, I'm doing good, Roxy. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fabulous. I just got back from my personal training session, and I feel fabulous, and I hope everybody else is feeling equally fabulous, because it is a great world outside.
Well, Roxy, it's not a good world outside.
Oh,
did you see what Congress did last week?
Hold on. I think we need to go back and talk to Liddy Dindin about the happy ending thing she just mentioned.
Well, I think it would probably fix Lee's outlook on the world. It sounds like she needs a happy ending badly.
She needs to do is
wake up every morning with love in her heart, and it will just come to her.
Something will be coming. I don't know if it'll be her or who, but definitely something.
This is getting better and better.
So, moving on with introductions, we also have John on the call. Hello, John.
Hey, how's it going?
And also with John, we have Service.
Service here. Service is here.
Excellent. And I am Widget Walls. Welcome.
Who is going to Service? I need to know.
Service is Service. Service is Service. Service always refers to Service in the third person.
Who's going to Service?
You come sit by me, pet.
Widge, I think it's your responsibility to choose who services who in this podcast.
That's right.
You guys have to work that out amongst yourselves.
No, that's not how this goes. You know how Ultimate Weekend Justice goes. You're going to have to work it out. Because there, Lady Din Din is not going to stay still or dry for long.
Can't we spin the wheel of Service?
I think that all of y'all I really think all of y'all need to look back at that abstinence class and think about what you're talking about.
Okay, go read your Bible. We'll talk
Service
to you
says, what's abstinence?
Was that a clause? Wait, was that a? I thought that was a clause against abstinence.
No, we've talked about this before.
Because I'm like all over that.
Did you guys get like abstinence classes and stuff in school? Because you know we had obviously a very different skill system. So
So did I. This is all new, my Bridget.
I did. I was sleeping with the teacher.
Oh, good
you big slut.
You got probably extra points, didn't you?
Listen, love, I don't know if that's happening, but you definitely got an A-plus for that one. You know what I mean?
Let's go back and talk to Service some more. I want to get into, you know, how that's just...
Yeah, I'm sure you want to get into Service.
Is here. Service is ready to answer any questions you may have for Service.
Dear Lord, please forgive them. They don't know what they do.
Oh, is Service knows what he does.
Actually, I think we do.
Oh, honey, I know exactly what I'm doing. Why don't you let me show you?
No!
All you honkies are crazy. That's all I have to say.
Why don't you show her just how holy you are?
John, you need to like queue up.
Which one should I start with, Kim?
Please,
you know what?
Please.
Why not go for
Roxy,
both?
Roxy, make them be good, Roxy.
Listen, count at least three.
Just think of a pretty flower and project that into your everyday life. And that flower will come back to you tenfold.
That is the craziest Skinamax film ever.
You know what? I just read The Purpose-Driven Life and The Secret together, and I am getting that. I'm understanding now.
So according to what Roxy said, Lady Din-Din, you should give of your flower tenfold.
That's right.
That makes sense to me. I think that's an extraordinary idea.
And it works in real estate. It works in money, relationships.
I know.
Trust me.
It's a long tale.
You will think positively.
Every woman everywhere, give of your flower freely. So says Rock.
Ken.
Oh, you bitches is crazy.
I know. I like to smell the flowers.
Oh, my God.
Yes, you know what? Go and smell the flowers, Aaron. Yeah. Smell all the flowers you would like.
I'd like to tell you both.
Let nothing stop you from smelling as many flowers proffered to you by as many women in your life.
Well, except for the restraining order.
And then he'll get
The fact that it is a little awkward because you were gay. Anyone who offers you a flower, though, go ahead.
Hey, Aaron's gay?
No.
Aaron, you touched me. You told me you weren't. You told me you were pure.
Jim, are you a little bit down today?
Okay, let's hear more about Aaron touching Lee.
Just because I live in a maelstrom of suffering.
You can see the video on Wet Bed Tube, you know?
There is no video, Aaron.
Yeah, not to you now.
Someone's to know where's Widge.
It was an awesome video.
Kim, what's up? Why are you feeling down today?
My crown.
Kim,
why are you down today?
Yeah, what's the matter, Kim?
What's wrong, Kim? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm fine.
I think she needs a happy ending.
So the male
I think she just needs to sit here and think about the positive thoughts. If we can,
I think she is positive.
All that happy dappy shit is bullshit. That's what I'm positive about.
You upset about the fake?
Let me get me another 40.
Suspenders that Doctor.
Hey,
has.
Serve says, get me another 42, brother.
All right, man.
Yes, let's get everybody drunk.
No.
Speaking of which, I want to know what is Widge drinking tonight.
Widge is having a nice glass of Chilean Merlot. I highly recommend it. It is Santa Ama Reserve 2007, and I bought a case of it the other day. It's really fabulous. So,
yeah,
wine is listed, so that's acceptable. Wine is listed in the book, so that's acceptable.
Wine in a box is awesome.
Does it cover the flavor of the roofie? I'm just curious.
Hey, sir.
I wouldn't know that, Lady Din-Din.
Guys,
and if you mix it with soda, it's awesome.
Hey, the cracker from across the way wants to talk.
Hey, yeah, Roxy, why don't you pour it on yourself?
Can I just say, we're kind of, you know, Din being so slutty and stuff, I'm kind of feeling a bit out of place here. I don't have any jokes to give. I mean, all I really do is just, you know, euphemisms and, you know, your mom jokes.
Has someone else joined the call?
Aaron, you should just come over here and sit by me, because, you know, we'll just hold hands and think positive thoughts about
Kumbaya, my love.
Come on, Kim.
Kumbaya.
Hey, Aaron, why don't you hook up with the Colt 45?
You all say this, but he's the only one who really knows the way things are. No one has a place.
Aaron, come sit by me and I'll offer you more holding hands.
Kim, we have a place in the universe. No, we are like godlike beings. If we just
Roxy.
Hey, guys, hold it. Has somebody else joined the call?
Yeah, it was me.
Oh, Rob, hey.
Hey. Good call on the Chilean wine.
Thank you. Welcome to Weekend Justice, Rob.
Yep.
Rob, I see you on an unknown phone number. Is that Boost Mobile or?
No, it's my regular phone.
Sir says that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Rob?
Well, you know, it's a Tuesday, but I'm here with all
of
you.
Don't date this. If you date it, people won't know when this is.
Oh, sorry.
You know, Rob, that's what is.
They can edit that out.
About you. I've always liked that you have a clear sense of where you are at any place in time.
I don't really. I'm just looking at a calendar.
But you know where to look. Few people do. And shut up, Lee.
You could take that little part out about what the date was. I know exactly
where I should be, Ken. And I know exactly where you should be, and Roxy, and Din Din, and everyone else.
Lee. I think Din Din made it clear where she wants to be.
Lee. Every one of us.
Lee. Do you know where your children are?
Yes, Lee. I know where my children are. My children are exactly where they're supposed to be, Tough Lee.
Your children are with each of their respective fathers.
You just keep saying Lee's name, and she might answer eventually.
What?
You
guys, I think it's time.
I was having a really lovely conversation with Ken, and you interrupted, so I really wish you wouldn't have done that.
Sorry. All right, that's true. That was very rude of me, Rob. I'm very sorry.
It was. I'm going to
get interrupted.
Doing...
At least it's a nice late.
Make it up to him somehow.
So, yes, Ken, I have no idea where I am technically in the universe, but, yeah, it's called long sleep and caffeine.
Well, good. Well, I think I just heard Widge call for recommendations.
Yes, recommendations. So,
oh, I did come in late. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's fine. That's fine.
What
I came in just at the right time. Just in time for recommendations. So,
what did I miss?
Let's start with Aaron. Aaron, what's your recommendation?
I would like to recommend the films of Guy Ritchie. So if anybody would like to download or legally acquire Snatch, Lock, Two Smoking Barrels, anything like that, it'd be awesome. So
Lady Din Din, how does one acquire Snatch?
baby. Come a little bit closer and I'll show you.
Ken, I am... Oh my God, Ken, I just threw up in my mouth a little.
Oh, that probably turns Din on as well.
No,
Lee, you need to free your children. That's what you need to do, Lee. You need to free your children.
Roxy, one of her children.
I'm so freaking out of it. I thought you said you need to free Regis Philbin.
I just love Regis. He's so fabulous in the morning, and I'm so sorry that Kathy Lee is now on the Today Show. I thought she was fabulous with Regis.
I think Lady Din Din thinks that he's fabulous in the morning, too.
So, Lady Din Din, do you have any recommendations?
At night, well, I would like to recommend the DVD The Pillow Book, starring Vivian Wu and Ewan McGregor. It is a Peter Greenaway film. It's quite extraordinary.
What's an Ewan?
And they write on him.
I'm sorry, what was that question, Aaron?
And they write on him. It's not the one where he like writes on his back and all over him and shit.
Rob, motherfucker, is your name Aaron?
Yes.
Back the fuck up.
It involves calligraphy, which is good handwriting. Yeah. You should definitely show this film to your children and your husband.
I would never, ever, ever.
It's about knowing languages and penmanship. Certainly, these are fine American skills, are they not?
Yeah, she could also
show that. What else is a fine American skill, Din?
The cook, his wife, his lover, and the thief. You could show him that, too.
Oh, my God!
So, moving on.
Fine.
Tuffley. What was that, Widge?
Moving on. Tuffley, do you have any recommendations this week?
I would like to recommend, because I heard this on a Killers album, and they covered this song. And I just found out who did this. I'd like to recommend Unknown Pleasures by Joy Division. And I think Din can get into that.
Hold on.
Oh, I have gotten into that.
Oh, yeah.
You want to see the pictures?
Oh. I hate you, Tuffley.
I do.
Send me video.
Oh, okay. I can do that, too.
Turn your camera on.
All right. Lee?
It's always on, baby.
Oh.
I would like to really talk about the Purpose Driven Life Journal. Pastor Warren put it out, and it's really about... points to ponder. Ken, I swear this is so much.
Ken, let me finish your recommendation, please.
She did.
I think the way to reinforce your progress
You didn't
keeping
win.
A diary of all I am trying to save all of your souls.
Let her finish. I could get behind something that's, you know, a driving
life. I'm sure you could get behind something.
Oh my god. I am talking about a journal that will help you fulfill
the purpose driven
life. And you all are making sense. I am done.
No, I agree.
I'm all for fulfilled.
Okay, so Lee, if you're done, let's move on to Kim.
Thank you, Kim. Oprah.
I think
do you have anything to recommend this week?
Yeah. I'd like to recommend Brand New Eyes by Paramore, because Haley really understands the way that things are in the world. Her lyrics really speak to me.
Well, Kim, did you hear the new jokes down, aren't they? They're sad, aren't they? You sound sad.
No, Kim, did you hear the new jokes?
I'm just realistic. Because, I know, the way things really are in this world.
You're part of the creator's universe.
Yes!
You're like a flower in the meadow.
Kim, really, you should keep the line.
A flower with thorns and a wasp nest underneath, maybe.
No, Kim!
Does anyone have any pictures of Kim's flower?
You should read the liner notes for the new Jonas Brothers, because they talk about finding your place
Lee.
In the universe.
Hey, Lee, look over there. It's Jesus.
Lee.
Oh, that's gone. What's the next one to recommend, huh, Widge?
Hold on, Ken.
Yes.
What?
I believe Lee has to roll for damage because she talked about the Jonas Brothers.
I'm not rolling those awful, nasty dice. Those are the Satan stones. I am not touching those.
Isn't rolling for damage?
Service says I'm up for grabs.
Satan's stones, they're just wrong.
Why are you talking about Satan's stones?
Because you really should
talking
play
about dice. Those are wrong.
Yeah, Widge, you gotta rein this in.
Yeah, Widge, first of all.
Yes, sir.
Reins? What? Pony play? What?
Aaron, you're breaking up. What were you saying?
Well, firstly, how are you doing? All right. Secondly,
doing well.
Let's move it on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're going to move on to Roxy.
Okay.
Do you have
Let me tell you, there's a lot of downtime, down sort of sounding people tonight. And it's bringing the energy level down. So I'm going to recommend Tony Roberts. If he's in your town, I say go to one of his seminars. They are
Roxy.
Serge says it's Tony Roberts.
I've got tickets to the next one when he's here. I can't wait.
That motherfucker is tall.
You will know.
I think we should go back to the reins and the pony NBA play tall, someone was talking about.
No. Okay, so you go, or better yet, buy any
Surf
book
says
by
he was
Tony
in that movie
Roberts.
And they call him Banana
also,
Hands.
Also,
oh, yeah,
spring is here, so hey, wear some pastel. Kim, stop wearing black. I know you like the color, but you know, you need to add some color. You're a pretty girl. Just
Din,
add
some red lace.
Wearing anything.
Why should I dress like a hypocrite?
Pastels will make you happy.
You dress like a hippogriff? What?
They would make Kim in pink and light purple would be like so adorable. Oh my god.
Easter is just coming up.
It's driving me mad!
I have a pink lace baby doll she could wear.
Okay, that's
there
good.
There you go. It's pink.
Okay, moving on. John, do you have any recommendations for us today?
Oh yeah, I'd like to recommend the Friday Collection stall and well, you know that guy, Ice Cube, he's a great actor. That's all.
All right.
Serve wants
service?
To know, wasn't Ice Cube in NWA?
Oh, you bet your sweet ass
yes.
it was.
Ah, sweet. Serve
What's
wants
NWA?
To, Serve wants to recommend.
What is NWA?
That'd be,
what does that stand for?
Night with what?
Nighties with asses.
The New World Order.
Night with
oh, Kim!
The New World
Wait, I'm sorry, what about an ass?
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
All right, so Serve, did Maybe you actually...
Serve has a recommendation, but none of these people will shut up and let Serve talk. So Serve is going to talk now. Serve would like to recommend Jerry Maguire, because in the movie Jerry Maguire, Rod Tidwell knows what Serve is all about. That is the way Serve is. Serve knows. Serve is one with the Rod Tidwell. He's one with the Quan. Serve is good like that.
And he's about showing the money, too.
Show me the money.
Oh, that's right.
Maybe one day Sir will be one with the first person.
All right, thanks, Sir.
Is beyond the first person.
On. Money.
Rob, do you have any recommendations today?
Despite the fact that Tuffley stole mine again, that's okay, though. It's all right.
Wait, you were going to do the Jonas Brothers? Rob, don't be down. Rob, don't be down.
I'm not down. I'm happy that someone else appreciates the true joy and misery of Joy Division. I'm completely happy and at peace.
Didn't know how to bring you back up.
Rob, so, Rob, smile while you're saying your recommendation, and you will feel better.
No, I don't smile. The best you get is a frown.
I've seen you smile. Don't lie.
Pretty Roxy Sunshine.
I scowl because the Bell's palsy robbed me of my smile. So the best you get is like a smirkish thing. Yes.
Let me try to make you smile, honey.
No, I don't think so. Sorry.
Can you turn the cameras on for that?
She's never going to talk to me because I can really help you find real joy and peace in your life.
Servants didn't know.
I get enough of that with Scientology. I don't need that.
Okay, for that, don't turn the cameras on. Really.
So what was your recommendation, Rob?
Well, Monday is the beginning of baseball season, which is one of the best days of the whole year. So I'm going to recommend Willie Mays, The Life, The Legend by James Hirsch. It's probably the most complete biography of one of the greatest center fielders ever, Willie Mays. It's pretty great.
Oddly enough, it's a biography about Babe Ruth.
The other thing is, I was afraid Tuffley would steal this, so I'm going to do it now before he can. There's a CD by The Bird and the Bee.
Ken!
Lee.
Well played. Anyway, a CD
by
a man
called
The Bird and the Bee. It's called Interpreting the Masters, Volume 1. It's a whole collection of them covering Hall & Oates.
And I love Hall & Oates.
It's much cooler than you think it is. It's pretty great. Yeah, and I'm sure we'll hear it on the randomizer at some point soon. So, and then lastly, I want to recommend the live DVD and concert CD by the Pet Shop Boys called Pandemonium. So it's pretty great.
Excellent. All right. Ken, did you have anything to recommend?
Colt 45, next.
All right. Well, my recommendation is going to be the lovely wine that I'm drinking tonight, the Santa Ema Reserve 2007 Merlot from Chile.
You're a woman.
It's really excellent. So, I think that pretty much wraps it up. But I think it's time for us to all say goodbye now.
Cheers. So it says goodbye to y'all.
Yeah,
later.
Whatever. Be one with the universe.
Go in peace and think positive thoughts.
I'm done with these talkies.
Bye.
This shit be whack. Bye-bye!
Goodbye, all.
Won't I need... If I can't be Telly Savalas, won't I need something to suck on?
You'll do perfectly fine then. Just keep going.
You want an Irish lolly?
All right. No, that's my Irish lolly.
Magically delicious.
If I just broke Widge, does that mean I win the internet?
No, that means I have a coda now. I was wondering what I was going to do for the coda. And now I have it.